welcome back to another installment of Big Titan Talk, your favorite podcast about the last season of Attack on Titan, or as I now look at it, kill 'em all, said Aaron Yeager. I am your host, the Anime Nay, and today I am here on my lonesome. I am by myself, and I'm here to just share some thoughts on the show in general, what's been happening so far in this season, and where it is I think we are about to go. But don't worry, next week we'll be returning with some lovely guests, so for now y'all are stuck with me. And let me start off by just saying that I no longer am going to be going on Instagram on Sundays, Mondays, or even Tuesdays, because if I do, I am almost guaranteed to catch some sort of spoiler. I swear, like every single time I get on Instagram. Now I will say, like, not really if I scroll, like the people I follow, they do a good job of not spoiling stuff, I feel like. But like if I get on my explore page, and let me just tell you, I love my explore page. If I even click on the explore on the search little bar, I'm gonna see something I wasn't supposed to see. And you know, I thought Twitter was supposed to be the place that I should avoid at all costs, but no, it's now Instagram. So yeah. And you know, I don't want to be a source, wow. But I'll tell y'all, I saw something that I definitely was not supposed to see, but I get a feeling that it will make my listeners very happy. And, you know, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to spoil anything, but it feels good. It makes me feel good about the show. But at the same time, it was a small spoiler in the grand scheme of the whole show. So we'll see. And honestly, I kind of feel like even when I've had things spoiled for me, even when I've seen it in the show, it was still very surprising. And even just like, you know, the animation is so well done that it didn't really feel like a spoiled moment for me. So yeah, not too adverse to spoilers, but I will say I know far too much at this point, and that makes me sad. But anywho, before we get into more AOT, let's talk a little bit about Demon Slayer, because baby, Demon Slayer, if you're not tuned in, get tuned in, okay? Tune in. Jeesh, what else can I say? This season, oh my gosh. I looked it up and it's supposed to include Mugen Train, which was the movie, as well as the Entertainment District. But the Mugen Train movie was broken up into episodes. And so all those episodes, along with the 11 episodes of the Entertainment District arc, are supposed to make up season 2, which just ended. Personally, I preferred watching Mugen Train as a movie. I don't know, I didn't watch the episodes, but I don't know if I really would have wanted to. Like, I'm interested to see in what points they would have broken it up. But the movie, it was something else. Like, I don't think I had seen animation done that beautifully, and just freaking full out in so long. And when I say full out, I mean like, okay, so in dance, if you're a dancer, then you know what I'm talking about. Okay, but when it's time to go full out, that means it's time to go hard. It's time to perform. Okay, we're going to the best of our abilities. We are breaking our spines if we need to get it done. And I feel like those animators, they did what they needed to do. They were like, yo, we're going full out. We're not just doing little lines. We're not just doing cubes. Like, we are animating, okay? And yeah, so in that case, if you don't know what Demon Slayer is, it's about a teenager named Tanjiro Kamado. And he's a really sweet, sweet boy. Very sweet boy. He's very much so giving Deku vibes a bit, but without, like, the self-deprecation, and like, you know, Deku doesn't really have powers and all that stuff, but like Tanjiro's giving that same sweet boy vibe. But you know, Tanjiro, he's gonna get the job done, and he knows that. He knows, he believes in himself, he's gonna get it done. He lives with his family in the woods, and it's like back in the day, back in the day. There are villages for real, and they're traveling by horse, walking, sending messages via birds like back in the day. And one day he leaves his family to go sell some coal to make ends meet. And child, it's called Demon Slayer. Okay, that's what you need to know. Demons. And that's all I'm gonna say, because, you know, y'all need to watch it. The first episode is beautiful and amazing. It's so beautiful. Very sad, but beautiful. And if you're just into artwork in general, you will enjoy this. You will really enjoy this. If you're into really anything, coming of age tales, sword fighting, which was my steez and why I kind of got into it, and just the powers, it's just really cool. Very cool fighting styles. But yeah, the plot is fire. The characters are all super lovable. And this is like one of my first times watching an anime that I don't really have problems with any of the main characters. Usually there's at least someone that annoys me that I'm just like, oh, can we focus on them a lot less? But I genuinely enjoy all of these characters so much. I must admit, though, I'm a little disappointed that the season only included 11 episodes from the Entertainment District arc. I would have liked for us to get more, but at least one more. Can we get 12? But you know what? Let me not complain, because it was epic and it was beautiful, and that's what matters, right? Some of the art in the Entertainment District arc was giving me heavy, like, Samurai Champloo vibes. In terms of, like, the opening and, like, how that artwork is done. But, I mean, like, just done even better. Animation is getting crazy. It's getting crazy. I love it, though. But, yeah. So, this is not Big Demon Talk. So, let me get off of that and get back to our obsession. I don't even want to say that it's the season four. The second part has been my favorite season. I'm not going to say that. But it's giving me a very much so giving me a resolved feeling, and I did not expect that. I was kind of expecting to feel up in the air, but I'm getting the feeling that however this goes is just gonna be how it goes. I don't know if I'll have a problem with ending or not. I know people are like all over the place with that, but we'll see. But it is making me feel like, all right, we're getting closure here. So I want to go through some of my favorite moments of the season so far. And we might as well start with the moment Eren freaking turned back and looked at Zeke when they were in the past and said, no, nigga, I'm not with you. I'm not with no damn euthanization plan, okay? And I feel like Zeke knew. Well, you know, let's just say the percent he thought Eren would go along with the plan without having to do a walkthrough of Grisha's memories, to me, had to have been 1%. Like, you could not have expected him to really just go with it, you know? Which we realized that he didn't. He set up the whole chain thing, whatever. But, you know, Eren just did not grow up the same way that Zeke did. Like, outside of Grisha's influence as well. Like, you know, maybe Zeke thought that Grisha was treating him the same way. But regardless, the environment is vastly different. Paradise Island is so vastly different from Marley or anywhere else in the world. And even if Grisha told Eren everything and did brainwash him to doing his dirty work, the story still speaks for itself. Like, Paradise Island was literally under attack, like, from all perspectives. Like, Paradise Island was in turmoil. So, I don't know. I kind of feel like things were bound to happen the way they were. You know, even if we hadn't found out that, you know, Eren went back in time. Even if we hadn't found all that out, I still feel like we would have been where we are. But, you know, who's to say? But yeah, truly, I was happy to hear that. Like, I did not like that plan at all. I didn't know where Eren was going to go, but I had a feeling he was not about to just try to euthanize all his people. Like, what is that? And, you know, I am a Black woman. I am definitely not with that at all. That is not a solvent to the issue. Okay, having no kids, eradicating y'all race? What is that? But you know what? We're not even going to go back into that. We talked about that last season. We on this new part. Let me chill. Another moment for me was a fight between Jaw Titan and Armor Titan and Attack Titan this season, toward the beginning of the season. I think like episode 1 and 2. I was honestly so proud of Aaron because I feel like he's come a long way. Now, obviously, I host this podcast and I am a freaking AOT nut, and I've seen this series so many times through, and how I feel like Aaron has conducted himself fighting wise and training wise has shifted for me the more I've watched the show. But he was really getting his ass beat, okay? The whole show, I feel like. And he had moments where he really came through, but he needed so much help. But, you know, I have to take it back because, you know, when we found out that Reiner and Bertolt and all of them were freaking child-trained assassins, and that's why they really know what they're doing, it's like, okay, well, that puts a little bit more into perspective of how they were able to really just be, like, going in on the people of Paradise Island, especially Annie with her female Titan. Oof. But yeah, like, I feel like Aaron with Warhammer and him and all of the training he's done, he was whooping that ass, all right? He was fighting all of them at once. Honestly, also too, Armor Titan, please, I'm so ready for him to get out of there. I am tired of you. We have seen, like, 4 Jaw Titans at this point. Why could Falco not just have eaten Reiner? We've seen Porco, Ymir, his brother, Mar something, I can't remember his name, Marcel something. And now Falco? What is going on here? What is going on here? What is going on here? But you know, I'ma relax. I'ma just chill out. Let me get off Reiner. He's lived a hard life. And now that takes me to the next moment. And that is, I am so excited to see how Falco looks as Jaw Titan. But seeing him as a Titan, though very odd and strange it might have been, I could not wait to see him transform into one. That was so crazy to me, him as a Titan attacking Reiner. I was like, oh my god. And then seeing Colt laying on the ground all fried up like that was tough. But like I said, I'm excited to see how Falco looks as Jaw Titan. Connie needs to chill out though, because I'm sorry, Connie, your mama, it's I'm so sorry, but it's not gonna work. But anyway, next moment, I will have to end this off with Aaron's head getting chopped all the way off. I mean, my mouth was on the ground. I had to pause. I had to stand up for a second. I had to recollect my thoughts, because what? Obviously, I didn't expect him to actually die. Let me not say obviously, because you never know with the show. I didn't expect him to actually die. But I definitely was not expecting to see his head get chopped off at this stage, okay? Absolutely not. And the animation, baby, the animation was a fire. I don't know what to call them. Is it frames? Frames, maybe? I don't know. But zooming out of the frame, like zooming out of that moment and then zooming back in to his head in the air and it like touching Zeke's hand was epic as hell to me. I was like, oh my god, this is such a moment. His facial expression, Zeke's facial expression, I mean, it was crazy. But yeah, what a great moment. But I digress, guys. We have so much left of the show. I cannot wait. I'm sure by the end of the season, there will be plenty of more crazy jaw-jumping moments. But let's get into this past episode, episode 81, Thaw, which name is fire, by the way. Thaw, love that. Love that. But let's get into it. So we open with all of Ymir's people hearing Aaron say that he about to rip the world apart and he's about to rip the world a new one. Then we see the rumbling actually happening, which, I mean, well, I am expecting to see far more gruesome moments as it continues, but right now we're just seeing a bunch of giant colossal titans taking a little bit of a stroll. And after the opening, we see Mr. Lionheart, or Leonhart, I don't know how to say it, but Annie's dad. And he's looking like, oh shit. They're coming here right now? The world is donezo? Yes, sir. Unfortunately, It damn near is. Next, we see a messed up Reiner and distraught Gabby trying to find Falco, but Reiner says he is sure Connie and Jean must have taken him because he's way too much of an asset right now. But because Aaron undid the hardening, Reiner's Titan is messed up. He's not feeling well. And he's very upset, thinking that he couldn't get it done. He couldn't save the world from what Aaron wanted to do. And I'm thinking, now, Reiner, you couldn't have possibly have thought that you were going to. You could not have thought that you were going to be able to pull this out. Maybe with the help of your efforts, but you have fought this man, Aaron, far too many times and didn't win for it to think that you were about to be the saving grace. But yeah, he tells Gabby to hurry up, to find Peek, and to tell Marley what's going on. In fact, no, tell the world what's going on, okay? Tell the world what's about to happen. And one would think the world should have a rumbling action plan, I would say. Like, y'all have had to have thought that maybe King Fritz wasn't going to be a man of his word, right? Like, maybe King Fritz was just going to get on Paradise Island and be like, you know what, forget it. Rumbling, like, if I was the head of a country, I abso-freaking-lutely would be prepared. We would have anti-rumbling, all types of plans, okay, out the wazoo. And I don't even know what that looks like right now, what that would have looked like, but if I know Titans have been destroying the world before, best believe I would be prepared, okay? But Gabby is like, no, we have to stop Aaron. Reiner reminds her that every Titan has to obey the founding Titan, so like literally all they can do now is run. But Gabby says no. And you know, we know this is not the first time Gabby ain't listened, and it sure won't be the last. So she heads out. The rest of the scouts are going over what's happening, and they do indeed have Falco's little ass. And they, you know, he has a little Titan lines on his face now. It's so sad. And he only has 13 years of life left. Ugh, let's not even get into it. But Jean says, dang, Aaron really did it. But I guess it's because they called us devils and there's nothing we can really do, right? Like, they deserve this. The rest of the world put themselves in this position, right? But Armin's like, no, we cannot allow this sort of mass genocide. And they all come to terms with the fact that Aaron is indeed there to save them. But it's just kind of like, I don't know, like, is this the way to go about it? Then Jean has the idea to feed Falco to Pixis, maybe to save him. And RIP our guy Pixis, wow. But that's when Connie comes out of nowhere, thinking that he is indeed a main character. Now, Connie, you know you are a side character. You could have been Sasha if you had not stopped playing, so chill out. So yeah, Connie, you are not a main character, okay? And he's like, we're gonna feed this little kid to my mother. And Armin's like, no, we are not going to do that, because if Reiner and Peek find out, they will be very upset and that will cause more problems. But Connie's like, hell no, I've been visiting my mama and I cannot take it no more. She is not about to be a Titan. I'm about to feed this little kid to her. And just in that moment when they're arguing about this, hella Titans come out of nowhere. In the confusion, Connie grabs Falco, and the scouts can't even really worry about Connie right now because Titans are straight up devouring everyone in sight. And we see Yelena and the other volunteers, they're standing in a building, they're definitely scared, but Yelena is like just so distraught over Zeke. And we also see the Jaegerists and what's left of them, they're shaking in their freaking boots. We see Sasha's family, they're running for their lives. Like, these Titans are not playing games, okay? Poor Kaya, she falls down into an alley. Y'all remember Kaya? This is the little girl who was Sasha's, like, you know, little sister who was helping Gabby and Falco, but then tried to low-key kill Gabby when she found out Gabby killed Sasha. But Sasha falls down into an alley, and just when she's about to get eaten, you know, she's frozen up because this is just like the moment when she was a kid and the Titan broke into her home. Out of nowhere comes Gabby, and she shoots this Titan straight up in the face, finally doing some good. This is like number two good thing that she's done in the show. And definitely the Titan who she shot, I feel like, had to have been the man that was over the garrison unit. I don't know that to be fact, but he definitely kind of looked like him. Yeah, and then also we see the Titan who had the red hair, I feel like, and I don't remember his name either. He was like the guy who was owned the company from season 3. Like, his dad owned the company, was into some shady business, and then he ended up taking it over. I don't remember his name, but I'm pretty sure that was him as well, I think. I think. I could be making that up, because I actually don't remember if he drank the wine or not, but it looked like him to me. But wow, RIP, all of them. Dang. Paradise Island can't get no love, I swear, but I digress. The scouts roll up after Gabby helps them, and they try to take Gabby, but Kaya and Niccolo and the rest of the Browse family are like, no, do not take her, she's good. And again, Gabby is shook, like, y'all again are saving me. Kaya and her have a little heartwarming heart-to-heart where Gabby admits that she low-key is the devil because, you know, you ain't never lied, girl. You have done a lot. She's like, I've really killed a lot of people. And Niccolo chimes in and he's like, you know, there's really a devil inside of all of us. But honestly, I don't know if she deserves to be dissolved of her guilt. Like, let her go through this lesson. Let her learn this lesson right now. And then you can dissolve of her guilt. But let her fully get into her head the position that she's in, because she put herself and Falco in this position. But, you know, I digress. But back to the Jaegerist. And here comes Commander Shadis saving they sorry asses. All right. The Jaegerists are about to get eaten. And he comes out of nowhere with his ODM gear, and they're shook, and he's like, I told y'all little niggas that y'all needed to learn how to use this ODM gear. Now suit up and let's kill some titans. So all of the folks not turn into titans, they start doing their job. They're killing all the titans. John is leading the attack. They are flying, and honestly, the thunder spears are so clutch because it allows you to kill titan without ever really getting titans without ever having to get super close to them. Excellent innovation. Points for Paradise Island. And then they see the commander, Pyxis, Titan, and Armin and Mikasa and Jean are all standing there like, damn. But, you know, they get to it. Armin does his job, lays him to rest. And, of course, Mikasa is number one stunner in his mug, maxing literally every single Titan. And, of course, and we love to see it. We love to see it. So they get it all done. And as they're resting, they're watching the march of the Colossal Titans, and they're settling into the fact that everyone's homeland, including on Yakupun, which hold it. I did not even process the fact that Black people was about to die. And you know, that's really messed up because that just shows, like, obviously there were no Black people part of this show. So in my head, like, yeah, this is some mythical land where Black people are all safe and sound and chilling and aren't affected by this whole Titan thing. But then Anya Kapoon showed up and it's like, oh shoot, obviously there are Black people, and what, they're about to get destroyed? Because there are absolutely no Black Eldians, I'm pretty sure. There are no Eldians, period, that are anything other than white, I want to say, other than Mikasa. I want to say. I don't know. But either way, that's messed up. And I'm like, what is to you, Aaron? What's going on? But you know what? Let me chill. But they're all sitting there like, dang, the world is really about to be destroyed. And then here come Flock limping into the room. Jean's like, yo ass still alive. And Flock is like, yep, I'm still alive. The restoration of Eldia is here. You think I was gonna miss that? And honestly, in my head, is Flock a Titan in disguise? Like, is he like the hateful Titan or like the menacing Titan just there to stir the pot? Because Flock, get out of here, bro. Get out of here. But he walks up to Yelena and puts a gun to her head, saying she and the other volunteers are being detained. And honestly, yeah, you do have to lock her up. Her and her wine dispensing people, okay? Because she is the reason Pyxis had to die. But you know, no one, I don't want to hear it coming from him. I don't want to hear it come from him, but yeah, lock her up. Now, she doesn't even really hear what he's saying because she's so concerned about Zeke. She's still so distraught. And then we see Armin and Mikasa run into Gabby and the Browses. And Armin is like, what are y'all doing here? Gabby, what are you doing here? And she's like, listen, I don't want any trouble. I'm strictly looking for Falco. I'm looking for the love of my life. He was trying to save me and I was not listening before, but I am listening now, okay? Okay, she doesn't say all of that, but she really should have. But they don't know where he is. They fill each other in on everything that happened. And Gabby finally gets it that the people of Paradise Island have been through a lot, okay? But she begs Armin to help. She's like, can't the founding Titan save Falco? And literally, Falco is the belle of the ball. Why does everyone think that Falco is the number one person that needs to be saved? Okay, no one wants him to die. With all the things Aaron got going on, look at Aaron right now. With all the things Aaron got going on, he's supposed to be out here trying to save Falco. So Armin reminds her, no, ma'am, it's donezo for everybody. But Gabby hysterically mentions that Aaron was able to get rid of Reiner's hardening, so why shouldn't he be able to do anything? And then that's when everyone's like, wait, 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 what happened to Reiner? And so they realize that he didn't just undo the hardening of the walls, and at the moment that the walls collapsed, Aaron got rid of all hardening, meaning our girl, motherfucking Annie, the motherfucking female titan. Y'all can't stop me, female titan. Aaron, I got something for that ass. Female titan is alive. Okay. She is out of her crystal. Well, she's not really up and at him, but, you know, she's laying there on the ground. She's low-key helpless, but she's out. She's out of her crystal, y'all, and that is the episode. This is the moment, truly, that I have been waiting for since, I don't even know, since she got brought back up in, maybe was that season 3? And it's finally happening. And so, like I said, I feel like this episode really gave a lot of closure on some of the people of Paradise Island. We get the female titan is finally coming back. Let's go. And to be honest, y'all, I have no clue what's about to happen with her. Like, I don't know how she is about to fit into this narrative. Honestly, it does scare me a little bit with her coming back, because I'm like, is she going to come back and be team... what, like, what is she about to be? I don't even know what I want her to be at this point, to be honest. Like, I'm team, I don't want the whole world to be trampled at all, but at this point I don't even think that's a possibility, because I too love the people of Paradise Island, but I'm like, it's either gonna be the people of Paradise Island or the rest of the world. I don't know, but them titans are already out, and unless they gonna have a plan to stop all these titans, it's pretty much over to me. But yeah, I am excited to see what role Annie plays in this whole thing. You know, her and Armin have this bond now, and I'm wondering though, like, what her experience or perception of it was. Like, was it while she's in this rock, she's communicating with him, or is it just he's like fake communicating with her and just feels drawn to her? I don't know. But it looks like from the preview of the next episode that we're going to get a lot of talk about the volunteers from Marley, what's going to happen with them. But to be honest with y'all, like, if I didn't know AOT that well and I didn't know that we were in the final episodes, I would say that this next episode low-key looks like a filler episode. I don't know. Not really a filler, but just like, okay, let's get back to Aaron though. Let's get back to these titans. Let's see what's about to happen to them. But it looks like it's going to be more like conversational, which every time we do get a lot of conversation, we do get a lot of information. So I'm not going to take that away from AOT. And at this point, we only have like, what, like seven or six more episodes left. So, you know, I have hope. I have hope that we'll see some good stuff. We'll see some good stuff. But other than that, I have no clue where I think this is even going at this point. Other than some of the like light spoilers I've seen, but it still does not give me a clear like, okay, this is how this is gonna end, or, you know, Grisha saying everything from now on is gonna happen how Aaron wants it. I'm like, well, what exactly does Aaron like want other than trampling the world? So like, is the world gonna be trampled? If it is, it'll be interesting to watch, that is for sure. Honestly, it's gonna be like, what, like a few thousand people left in the world? It's gonna be a few thousand people left, because how many people are even on Paradise Island at this point? And I'm like, all the titans in the walls are released, so what about the people that are in between that? Like, I get that. I think Shiganshia is probably very, it's desolate, right? It was evacuated at this point. But I'm like, are the other walls not also collapsed? Like, aren't tons of people being killed by these colossal titans right now? I don't know. But I would like to find out. So hopefully we get back to that very soon. But please, please, please keep tuning in to Big Titan Talk. Or don't, you know, if you want to be bored, if you want to not have a place to hear vibrant discussion about this vibrant show, yeah, be lame like that. Don't tune in. Or be amazing and tune in. Join the community. Join the conversation, okay? Connect with me on all the social medias at @_AnimeNay. Check out the YouTube channel. Still have recaps coming out. I'm going to start doing some broader discussion-based stuff on AOT, as well as a new Demon Slayer video that's going to be coming out. Because again, Demon Slayer deserves all of the praise and all of the recognition. So I'm going to give it. And yeah, with that, you guys, I will sign off. I will catch y'all in the next installment of Big Titan Talk. I hope you guys have an awesome week, and I will catch y'all in the next episode. Peace.